My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, so yeah, hey, something interesting that I picked up over the last few days that was kind of interesting, and that is the word Yahweh was originally just vowels, YHWH. And when you make those sounds, the YH and the WH, it makes the sound of exhaling and inhaling. So literally then, with every breath, we are declaring, you know, God's name. And what made me think of that was, is just a minute ago, so I'm now recording each hour separately. So I have a separate audio recording, and you can go to the website. And if you go to the listen page, you'll find the archive, and you'll find that the podcast is there and available to you. I still need to get the iHeart piece reconnected. I'm not sure why it went silly, but it did. At any rate, that being said, I had the mic open, and I kind of took a stress release breath right before I came on air, and then I noticed that my microphone was open, and so my listening audience will have heard that, and I thought, well, what an opportunity to be able to share that. So there you go. Okay, welcome. Hour number two, bottom of the hour. I'll be joined by Claire Lopez and Rick Manning. We'll talk about CCP and WHO. Committee to... PRE, present danger, China. Let me see if it comes up that way. Committee on the Present Danger of China. That's who I was looking for. So let's see if that comes up. Well. Coming up very slowly. Not a surprise. A lot of great work is done. Take action. Let me see. What I'm looking for is there is a piece here. Recess the world. Maybe I need to just do a... Can I do a search? Where's our search? There we go. Okay, WHO. Let's see what we get when we type in WHO. It's thinking. It's thinking about it. All right, so while it's thinking about it, I was talking in the last half hour about this topic of race, and you know, the word tells us that there we go. Okay, what I'm looking for. CCP runs it. Every breath you breathe, the Brigalists are going to stalk you. Proposed amendment to the international health regulations. This is the one. The WHO has an amendment to... Boy, this is moving really slow. Trying to figure out why. Let's see. Trying to figure out why we're moving so slowly. Is it me? Or is it Memorex? Six on the ping, that's pretty quick, so no, that didn't seem to be a problem. All right, so here's the deal. The WHO, there's an amendment or an agreement, that's not giving me all the details of it. Recognized as a guidance and coordinator. No, that's not the one that I want. Maybe every breath you take, Big Brother trying to stalk you through the WHO. Fusion, civil military fusion. No. Nope. I know that it's got to be here. Why is it not coming up? Sovereignty rollout event, exit the WHO. So let's see if this one has it. Nonpartisan group, Sovereignty Coalition. Let's see. So now it's still not showing, it's still not breaking it down for us in the way that I'd like, that I want it to. WHO amendment that governs health care in U.S. without a treaty. I don't know if it's going to say they're not. Okay, so how to apply the Constitution, Biden, fact check, is used by getting to take over national health policies. Yeah, it figures they're going to say, oh, no, that's not it. Boy, they just have overwhelmed it with decrying that the WHO is not having authority. But in reality, I mean, all you need to do is read it. Let's see. International health emergency nullifying powers in nation states. And so they say the claim is false. But there's been a lot of coverage with regards to this. And there was a debunking of a claim that WHO vaccination guidelines on parental consent were enforceable in the U.S. That has to do with the child rights, I'm pretty sure, that was not ratified by the United States. The thing that we're concerned about regarding the WHO is an amendment that does align with something that was put into law here that basically says that what the WHO says, we are in agreement with following their guidelines. The fact checkers are saying, no, that's not going to be the case. That they somehow want us to believe that that's not true. So I was looking for the article. Let me see. Maybe it's on the Sovereignty Coalition page now. Let me look that up and see. Okay, the World Health Organization is a supranational United Nations agency that's effectively controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, as evidenced, among other things, by the manner in which WHO's director has relentlessly accomplished Beijing's bidding. That includes advancing the CCP's interest in bringing about a post-constitutional America, global governance dominated by the party. The CCP's hegemonic ambitions have no place for a powerful United States of America, human freedom, or personal sovereignty. The WHO is moreover underwritten and malignly influenced by other hostile special interests, including Bill Gates and Big Pharma. Their efforts to expand the WHO's supranational control align with Beijing's. If they are no more concerned that the CPCP will actually advance public health, Gates and his fellow corporate globalists exploit their roles with the World Health Organization to generate profits. So, let me see. U.S. government officials are actively negotiating amendments. We'll open that link. To existing international health regulations and a new treaty to dictate what constitutes a public health emergency. So let's look at these pieces. Okay. So two concurrent lawmaking processes are currently underway at the World Health Organization that could lead to a new pandemic treaty and to amendments to the international health regulations of 2005. Two major questions must first be addressed. How can global health equity be fostered in the future worldwide? Distribution of medical supplies. And secondly, how can incentives be placed? So there you have them talking about that. You can look that up, by the way, at, again, sovereigntycoalition.org. Then you've got the World Health Organization article-by-article compilation of proposed amendments to the International Health Regulation. Proposal to delete existing text in IHR 2005 in the relation to which no proposals for amendments were submitted and which therefore are omitted from the compilation. The compilation is not intended to place proposed amendments to IHR 2005 in the original submission. The Secretariat shall also publish online an article-by-article compilation of the proposed amendments as authorized by the submitting member states. Let's see. Then there's a zero draft of the WHO CA Plus for the consideration of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Body at its fourth meeting. And then finally, there is the WHO's Pandemic Treaty, the End of National Sovereignty and Freedom article in the Epic Times. Let me see if it goes into... Pandemic treaty has the potential to be extremely detrimental to the future of humanity because it would allow the WHO's most powerful contributors to shape universal pandemic measures instead of recognizing the importance of developing specific policies and approaches based on the social, economic, and physical realities and needs of each individual country. The treaty will eliminate the national will and sovereignty of member countries as it will dictate their health policies based on abstraction as opposed to considering the realities that prevail in each place. Even if the pandemic treaty genuinely aimed to achieve purely noble humanitarian outcomes, it still has to be opposed on the basis of liberal thought, which maintains that the individual alone must possess absolute responsibility for his own well-being, assuming that he is of mature age and of sound mind. That is to say, the individual is the only one permitted to make decisions that affect his body, his life, and his future, absent the coercive power of any external authority. However, the pandemic treaty will not allow individuals to rely on their own physical, spiritual, and intellectual faculties in order to achieve their own well-being. Instead, it will impose treatments, vaccinations on individuals against their own will, thereby violating bodily freedom on a global scale. History is a testament to the fact that violating bodily freedom leads to slavery and retrogression in society. So it's called the Pandemic Treaty, and it is embedded in and already passed, already agreed upon part of law here for us in the United States that's already been agreed upon. It is a treaty, so therefore it should have gone through the Senate. But unfortunately, it didn't go through the Senate. And so they're not looking at it as a treaty. They've bypassed the process. Something for us to definitely be concerned about, and that's why Sovereignty Coalition is calling on all Americans to become aware of and engaged in demanding that American sovereignty should require us to exit the WHO. And there is a declaration that you can sign at sovereigntycoalition.org. I've signed it. Encourage you to do the same. Okay. Let's take a quick break. I'll come back with a short comment, and then we'll get ready for Michael Morris coming up right after this.
So up next, we have Clanslate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Claire Lopez, is our guest. Rick Manning is my co-host in this segment, and Rick is on the far left coast, and he has to stay in an undisclosed location because it's really not safe out there. So we welcome Rick, and of course we welcome Claire. Good to have both of you here. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Well, I'm good. You know, you mentioned, Rick, our country is in interesting times. Claire, you know, we obviously there's a lot of things on the domestic front, but let's talk about this from a national security perspective and from an international perspective, the outside world looking in at what's happening with, for example, the Trump indictments that are going on and now, you know, the revelations. I mean, we've got recorded revelations of Joe Biden and influence peddling and Hunter Biden. What message is the international community being sent right now about our country?
Well, you know, these most recent events are only the latest in a long litany of things that have convinced both friends and allies, I'm afraid, all over the world, that, as President Trump says over and over, America is a country in decline. And we can see the rogues of the world, the Xi Jinpings, the Kim Jong-uns, obviously Vladimir Putin, taking advantage of that perception there is weakness in Washington, D.C. The most recent revelations, these allegations, we'll see where they go. But it just adds to the overall impression that this republic of ours is at least under serious assault, if not actually crumbling.
Claire, I got to ask you on the revelations, because as I think about it, the rest of the world had to know this, because it apparently wasn't a secret to the FBI in 2019, 2018, 2013. So the rest of the world had to know that this guy was running around and shaking people down for money. I don't think there's any way that that could have been hidden for the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So given that, what isn't it reasonable to believe that those who had malintent towards our country sought to get in on the game so they could effectively shake him down and force him to be a vassal to them he should attain power?
I mean, look at some of the policy decisions that we've seen over these last few years of the Biden administration. In particular, let's look at China. Look at how the Biden administration treats China with complete kid gloves, whether it's about never, ever mentioning the flood of murderous fentanyl pouring across our southern border, never mind the hordes of illegals, jihadis, criminals, gang members pouring across that border, deliberately left wide open. So, I mean, we look at some of the policies and it seems that, yes, they are absolutely aware of what's going on and taking advantage of it, taking full advantage while the chance lasts for them, I guess.
And given that, which seems obvious to me, but I think we have to now put it into context, back in the day when you did a security clearance, maybe this is still true, what they attempted to find out is, does somebody have something on you or do you have things that are in your private life that can be used to turn you and turn you into a person of who was betraying the country?
Could be compromised. Could be compromised. Mm-hmm.
Could Joe Biden pass a security clearance?
Hard to see how. Given what we know now, what the FBI has known for such a long time, and then looking at his actual policy decisions, again, back to China, you know, surveillance balloon crossing the entire United States, hovering over our most sensitive military sites en route, the reckless and dangerous provocations in the area of the Taiwan Straits, the South China Sea, with our aircraft, with our vessels, our naval vessels.
Hang on, Rick. Let me add to what you're saying, just because I actually had a guest on. We were talking about this relative to the security clearance issues. Because I had the highest level of security clearance because of my job as a Russian linguist during the Cold War. And one of the big things they looked at then had in private life was relationships and friendships and things of that nature, but also, sexual proclivity and those kinds of activities. Those were things that the Russians really paid attention to. Today, anything goes. So, there is no morality when it comes to individuals that are getting security clearances. Morality doesn't really even matter. It doesn't appear So where's the bar?
Right. But I mean, so those kinds of potential vulnerabilities may no longer be at the top of the list anymore. But bribery sure is. Compromise by a foreign government and or officials, that certainly still ranks up at the top, or should.
Well, in a rational world, I agree with you. In a rational world, all I'm saying is that when you've got guys that are running around growing out their hair and pretending to be women and holding high-level positions, now, I mean, it's kind of a joke.
Of course. Well, that's all true, and maybe the fact that in the world of the left, having those kind of proclivities doesn't have a negative impact on your ability to get a job, so that area isn't as important security check because they don't care. And but the point is, our national security system is through the whole totality of what we're looking at with Joe Biden. What we know is that he has taken, it seems really clear that Ukraine natural gas executives have him on tape getting a bribe. So when Donald Trump asks Zelensky, hey, a lot of this stuff happened in Ukraine, can you help me figure it out? That was a national security question because this is trying, and it was a legitimate question to ask. It wasn't about Joe Biden, candidate for president. It was about Joe Biden, somebody, a controlled asset of the Ukrainian government, and our FBI, who was supposed to protect us from that. Our FBI knew he was a controlled asset because they had the audio tapes. They'd interviewed his business, the person's running the business that was the money's being paid through to the Bobulinski. They knew this, and yet they denied it. They buried it, and it is so the question is not just Joe Biden, who should be impeached over a plethora of things, but certainly the bribery and being a controlled asset. But the real question is, we have an intelligence agency service that knew that the controlled asset of a foreign entity existed, and they allowed him to become president because they did not prosecute when he was out of office, when they knew exactly what was going on. That's the problem.
It's beyond that. We know a corrupted intel community that also signed a document suggesting that a president was in collusion with a foreign nation when they knew for a fact that the document that they were verifying or vouching for was a complete and total fraud, and they all knew it, and yet they signed the document anyway, under coercion maybe, but they still signed the document. The other piece that I would add to this is Eric Swalwell. Eric Swalwell is a part of a Chinese prostitution ring that was gathering intelligence for the CCP, and he was a member of the Congressional House Oversight of Intelligence, the Intelligence Committee within the House, with direct access to the most sensitive pieces of intel in our nation. And in fact, Reuters came out after he was outed in their investigation that they had done and said that China, the CCP, was using a piece of software to gather intel that had been developed by us.
Well, go ahead, Rick.
And he never got removed. He never got removed, not until McCarthy just removed him. He didn't get removed, and the Democrats threw a fit that he was getting removed. So, Rick, to your question, the Democrat standard is whatever we say the standard is the standard, and we don't care if it destroys this country because that's our goal anyway.
Well, speaking of destroying the country, how about the revelations now coming out, not in an American media outlet, but the UK, British media, the Daily Mail and the Times, about the origins of the SARS-CoV-2 and the complicity of our American senior U.S. Officials, universities, laboratories, and public health institutions in the funding and the sharing of technology such as gain of function with elements of what they knew or should have known were parts of the CCP, PLA, Chinese Communist Party, People's Liberation Army, civilian military fusion model for their biological weapons program.
Yeah, well, it's a we can't lose the fact that the Chinese funded in part by the by us, totally given the okay by Fauci and friends, that the Chinese in fact developed a bioweapon and unleashed it on the world, and millions of people died, including many of their own,
But and that nobody, is a, nobody in
accountable.
The U.S. Congress to date, even though they've been informed explicitly and repeatedly in academia, in the media, will touch this topic, the Chinese offensive biological weapons program, with a 10-foot pole.
And I have to say, you know, Nan Su and I talked about this. We broke this back in February of 2020, and we went all the way back into 2016. I mean, we went back into 2012 talking about, you know, the origins of this and when they began developing this and so forth.
The Mojang miners.
Yeah. And you know, and nobody wanted to talk about any of those issues that were associated with this, or the fact that it was like a almost like a James Bond movie, because here you had them releasing this virus and then supposedly also holding the patent on the quote-unquote cure that became the protocol, remdesivir. And now we know that remdesivir kills at a rate that's even greater than the rate that COVID kills.
And yeah. Do we know how remdesivir was brought to the United States and introduced into use?
Go ahead.
It was a phone call. It was a phone call from China, from Chinese, I guess, medical personnel, doctors, to Matt Pottinger on the National Security Council, who took it to the White House Coronavirus Task Force. And from there, it was introduced widely.
Yeah. Yeah.
A phone call from China.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a, and then the interesting thing is Pottinger's one of the good guys.
Well,
he said it's been my experience. Anyhow, the when you get down to this whole thing, don't we have a, how do we get out of this? We know
a quagmire. That's the word that comes to my mind.
I mean, we know that the Chinese unleashed this virus. We know that the that they did so with massive collusion amongst the power elites in the United States, so much so that Donald Trump, who we call it the China virus, became almost illegal to call it the China virus, because that they didn't want the origin point to be public. It's a, how do we, I mean, the Donald Trump administration attempted to deal with this and basically got overwhelmed because the experts, so-called experts, were in on it. How do we deal with this in the future?
The first step is to actually get somebody in one of the committees of the House of Representatives, the Oversight Committee, you know, the Subcommittee on China, you know, any of these that is looking into other matters right now with that responsibility for oversight. But to get any one of them to actually talk about the Chinese biological weapons program. Multiple committees and subcommittees have been approached, have been given information directly, and so far they won't touch it. They must touch it. They must hold hearings on it, openly, and that would be the start. That's not holding people to account yet, but it at least will begin to expose what went on.
Is it the problem that they don't want to do it publicly? Is it possibly they're doing it private? They're doing it in secret, and having because it's a lot of secret information, or is it and nothing's happening that we know of, or is it a problem that they're just saying this is too much? We're so overwhelmed that we can't touch this.
I mean, to date, it has simply been radio silence. It's been a complete refusal to even address the issue. And the point, maybe they could or would or should hold hearings behind closed doors, sure, for classified information. But there is such a plethora of information in the open source arena. I have written repeatedly article after article after article about this, all with public open sourcing that they could rely on, at least for the open portion of hearings. But so far,
where can people find what you've been writing?
You can go to my blog site at Newsmax. My blog site there is called In Defense of Liberty. You can also look at a recent piece that I wrote at a blog site, another blog site called Red Star Zero. And that one is about the Chinese Communist Party, PLA's involvement in biological warfare. Dr. Robert Malone also graciously published two of my pieces at his Substack, one last October 2022 and another in January of this year, 2023. The first about the history of the Chinese biological weapons program, all open source. And the second, which I think would be a very much interest, or I think it should be, about how the United States senior officials, public health officials, agencies and organizations got lured in. And I do think they were lured into that collaboration with the Chinese biological weapons program. And I think in part, yes, they wanted the funding. Yes, they wanted whatever technology of gain of function we shared with them. Okay, fine. But they didn't need us. They've been doing gain of function for decades. So have the Russians. But I think the luring part was in order to set the prerogative, the basis, the premise for the United States being guilty, for sharing the guilt of the pandemic. Because now look what's happening. As the information comes out, it is showing that our own agencies, officials, institutions, from National Institutes of Health down to NIAID, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, our laboratories, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and Galveston National Laboratory, et cetera, CDC, FDA, were all complicit, at least in the funding and sharing of technology, the working together with Chinese bioweaponeers. I think that was a deliberate operation.
That's a Marxist tactic, right? They want to destroy all of our institutions. They need to destroy our institutions. And so they infiltrate the institution. And then from the outside, they let people in the institution who they have already planted there to help take the institution down. But I would suggest also another piece to this that, you know, as important as the biological weaponry and how that happened and that mechanism is understanding the fact that this virus was allowed to really condition the American public to accept being shut in their homes, shutting their businesses, shuttering their churches, shuttering everything. I mean, everything in America was shut down, and everyone is. I mean, there are no clean hands when it comes to that.
Guess where those policies came from? They came directly from China by way of two people in particular. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, had an assistant, a deputy at the NIAID named Cliff Lane. He was sent to China in February of 2020 to find out how they were dealing there with the then just breaking out, well, publicly, pandemic. He comes back and he said, wow, they're going to beat this thing in 2 weeks. All you got to do is nail everybody shut in their apartments, close everything down, shut the schools, shut the businesses. and wear 16 masks and social distance 20 feet apart, and we'll be good. Okay, that was one. Yeah. Number two, I'm sorry, but it was also Matt Pottinger again. He went to China. He came back with the same story. They're locking down. They are shutting businesses and schools and everything public. We need to do that, too. He took that to the coronavirus task force at the White House, and the policy was adopted. And Dr. Deborah Birx was then named the envoy to all the United States. She went out and passed that message to the leadership, governors and so forth of our states.
Let me ask you the clearly you had the shutdown result, but getting back to the culpability and how this all is, what's happening now, isn't the result of this the attempt to now make the World Health Organization the czar of all health worldwide, the destruction of CDC mm-hmm. and credibility? Hasn't that had the effect of, oh, now we're going to let the Chinese-controlled World Health Organization be in charge of determining all planetary health?
Yeah, very much so.
And so, and from a danger standpoint, looking forward, isn't that the one thing we have to stop? We can investigate the past all we want, but if we don't stop the WHO takeover of determining what our health needs are, an unelected body will be declaring climate health crisis and will be shutting down the entire Western world in order to meet the health crisis of climate. Yeah. Well, there's
an organization, Rick, that's being headed. Frank Gaffney and Dee Dee Augustin would say the persecuted Christians are helping head this up, but it's called the Sovereignty Coalition with Reggie Littlejohn as well. And what they're saying is we need to exit the WHO. We need the United States needs to, for the sovereignty sake of this nation, we need to get out of the WHO. And there is a petition to do that you can find at sovereigntycoalition.org.
Exactly where I was going. Thank you.
Well, it's so interesting. We're all on the same page because literally the last 10 minutes of the last half hour, I read the documentation associated with what we're talking about. And folks, Rick and Claire had no idea that I did that. None whatsoever. But, you know, that's because we're all following the unctioning of what God's calling each of us to be engaged and involved in, and he is he's the maestro. So very cool. Thank you both so much. These are such critically important conversations for us to be having and for people to be present with. In light of everything that's going on, we can't lose track of these other things, because, you know, the indictment came out the same day that Chuck Grassley releases the recordings of Biden, Joe, and Hunter. That's not coincidental. That's planned. The evidences that have come out that we've talked about today that have been revealed. And by the way, just very quickly, I mentioned this in the last hour, but this is the 74th anniversary of the release of Orson Welles' 1984 this week. Mm-hmm. This week, 74 years ago. I said that and now I got chills. All right, we're going to take a break. Hour number three straight ahead. We'll talk Sensor Track, Newsbusters with Michael Morris, and then Dr. Robert Epstein joins us. He is the only man who has a program to stop big tech from stealing the 2024 election. We'll talk to you about it coming up right after this. Here on Chosen Generation Radio, back with more after this break.